official sounding, but every once in a while, little clouds of sadness travel across it. Just before dawn, the son took off for his beach estate. Meanwhile, his SIM buddies drove over to the prison and seized the 6 remaining conspirators and took them to the beach. Mr. Washburn stops abruptly. After a moment, he adds, "Lo siento," which means much more than that he is sorry, but that he feels what we are feeling. "Tell us," Mommy orders. "I want to know how they died. I want my children to hear this. I want my country to hear this. I want the United States to hear this." She sounds so absolutely sure, Mr. Washburn clears his throat and goes on. "Trujillo Jr. and his cronies were quite drunk. We're not sure, but they might also have been drugged up. At any rate, they tied the prisoners to palm trees and shot them, one by one until they were all dead. Then the bodies were taken out to sea and dumped over the side of the boat." Before Mr. Washburn is even finished, Mommy is sobbing, great gouging sobs, as if she is trying to scoop out all the sadness inside herself so there will be room for other feelings. Lucinda sobs too, but in a distracted way, watching Mommy, afraid of such huge grief none of us has ever seen before. Papito and Mundine dab at their eyes. My grandfather with his monogrammed handkerchief that reminds me of Papi's, Mundine with the back of his hand. But I don't cry. Not right away. I listen carefully until the very end. I want to be with Papi and Tio Tony every step of the way. When Mr. Washburn is done, Mommy and Mundine and Lucinda and I stand up and put our arms around each other. Papito joins us, all of us crying into the empty space at the center of our family.
Poor Anita. The thing that she and her family feared most has finally happened. After months in jail, Papi and Tony are dead. Trujillo Jr. is still in power, and one day he and his SIM friends got Papi, Tony, and 4 other prisoners out of jail and shot them on a beach. I wonder what will happen to Anita and Mommy now. Will they stay in New York? And how will they get over this tragedy? Let's go on to Chapter 11 on page 152.